Today's podcast is brought to you by The Grace Curley Show. Listen daily before Howie Show. For station and times, go to gracecurlyshow.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We mask and social distance every winter. We will see a dramatic reduction in flu, which usually causes hundreds of thousands of hospitalizations and tens of thousands of deaths. I wonder whether that will be the lesson.
When will this nightmare end?
I've been cautioned not to give an answer to that because we don't know for sure. But my hope is by this time next year, we're going to be back to normal. And before that, my hope.
That's a long time.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
Kids not being able to engage in extracurricular activities. Sports was football was for my son. These are the events that kids should, in my opinion, be able to choose to take part in and shouldn't be stopped from doing so by local, state, or federal government.
Swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
One of my texters from 617 says, COVID is so deadly that vaccines are not offered during weekends. Does COVID take the weekend off? Did the government negotiate with COVID because hacks can't work during the weekends? Well, again, from day to day, the COVID virus will attack you at 10 o'clock at night. Or after 10 o'clock at night if you're still out and about. And then the next day it's midnight when COVID doesn't attack between 10 and midnight. And, in Rhode Island, when Gina Raimondo was governor, COVID would attack you after 9:30 on weeknights. But on Friday and Saturday date nights, COVID wouldn't attack you until after 10:30 at night. So the various states are negotiating separately with COVID. COVID appears to negotiate on a state-by-state basis. 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
Past few years, it's been so bitter. Now, I would call this just another fall in the life of this rhino counterfeiter.
Go ahead.
20 years to slow the spread.
Yeah, P1. Limerick guy says, why don't we just call it, why don't we just stop calling it the P1 or the Brazilian or the South African? Or the UK virus. Just call it the 2022 virus. It's for the midterms. It's for mail. Why don't we call it the mail-in ballot virus? Because that's what it is. Come on. Cut the crap. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, proud to announce the start of this year's Wicked Awesome Contest to go fishing with a solid B-list celebrity, Captain Dave Marciano. You'll find all the important details on our website, MatthewsBrothers.com.
At what point do we finally cancel the cancel culture?
That's a good question. I wish I knew the answer to that. I think we all wish we knew the answer to that. Dr. Seuss is the latest casualty, of course.
Paraphrase the New York governor's statement today. I'm sorry. Sorry I got caught.
Yeah, don't tell me you're sorry. I know how sorry you are. We got to get some of that music, Jared. It's from Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn. Don't tell me you're sorry. I know how sorry you are. It's a song sung from a bar room. A classic.
Howie, it's amazing. Governor Cuomo even grovels in a condescending way.
I like how he talks slow, so us stupid citizens can understand his greatness.
When Joe Biden says we can't get back to normal till next year, does he realize it already is next year?
He thinks it's last century. 339 says, how many COVID attacks have there been in UPS stores? 781. I'm just wondering if I can eventually go to an AA meeting in person again. The Packies, bars, casinos, etc. are all open. The thing, yeah, but 781, you understand the difference. The hacks are making money off the Packies, the bars, the casinos. They're not making any money off of the AA meetings.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. I promise that by the end of May, all Americans will have their COVID-9 vaccination. My hope is that by this time next year, we'll be back to normal, and everyone can gather in front of their radio when President Harris and I host a star-studded celebration with today's biggest celebrities, like Duke Ellington, Charlie Chapman, and Mary Pickford. I mean it.
Yeah, he wants to get back to normal. Black and white TV. Only three networks. An evening newspaper on every doorstep and a chicken in every pot.
You know, Howie, I support third-term abortions when it applies to the New York governorship.
It's definitely an abomination. I don't know if it's an abortion, but he's in a real jam here. And, you know, the thing is, though, I think Michael Goodwin summed it up well in the New York Post today. He's going to have his emergency powers taken away. He's going to cooperate with the investigation. And in the meantime, they're going to try to have to pass a budget in Albany. And he controls, ultimately, the budget. So he's going to be able to put the screws to everybody who is signing on to impeach him, like Assemblyman Ron Kim from Queens.
This is Reverend Parker, and I just wanted to invite you to our new church, the Fellowship of the Miserable. We worship fear, we wear masks, and let me tell you, there's no way you're getting out of here alive.
This is the lamest new religion of all time, isn't it? There's no upside to this religion. The only thing they have to offer is fear itself. It's just it's just brutal. What? Why would anyone want to be a member of this this cult? I don't get it, but they sure do. Just look at what's going on. I got to get the Karen's snitch line. Results from the last couple of months from Massachusetts—they're getting harder and harder to get. But we need to report on some of the other people that have been dimed out. This guy in Vermont, Mike Desitels—I mean, he's not the only one who's been dimed out. He's in Vermont, but this is going on in every state in the union, I think, or most of the states in the union.
If the teachers' unions are so worried about mutants and variants, why do they keep supporting the Democrats?
An excellent question. Because they're going to get more time off. Don't you understand? You understand that? It's all about paid vacations.
There's no freedom. There's no pleasure. This lockdown will last forever. Charlie Baker wants to rule the world.
Yeah, we're going to play those cuts again of him saying, don't, it doesn't matter. I don't care. Vaccines or whatever, it's going to continue. He will never let go of this as long as he's governor. Can someone please offer him the job of the CEO of the combined Tufts Harvard Pilgrim healthcare plans? Give him $2 million a year just so we can get him the hell out of there. And then we can pay Polito some money to just drop this thing.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service. You can leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 Eastern Time. The chump line number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. We play another batch of chump line messages that didn't make the cut just now at Chopped Chumps. Chopped Chumps is posted every night, weeknight around 7 o'clock. And you can listen to Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, proud to announce the start of this year's Wicked Awesome Contest to go fishing with a solid B-list celebrity, Captain Dave Marciano. You'll find all the important details on our website, MatthewsBrothers.com.
There's no freedom, there's no pleasure. This lockdown will last forever. Charlie Baker wants to rule the world.
He'll be lucky to rule Swampscott if this thing doesn't end pretty soon. People have had it. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave, he's debonair, he's Howie Carr.
Mother of mercy, is this the end of Rico?
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7 Liquid Concentrate. Start sleeping better tonight and get the acid out of your body with Balance 7. Save $10 on the six-pack with code word Howie. To order, go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7. .com. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who will be the last governor to end the mask mandate? Charlie Baker, Larry Hogan, Phil Murphy, Gavin Newsom, or Gretchen Whitmer?
I'm voting for Charlie Parker.
Charlie Parker polling at 19%. Gretchen Whitmer running away again at 64%.
I don't understand it, but okay. So Joe Biden, Dementia Joe, today was asked about the lifting of the COVID-19 restrictions in Mississippi and Texas, and I guess Alabama followed suit today, and a couple of states anyway in the Great Plains, Rocky Mountain area never had any COVID mask lockdowns to begin with. So he's beginning to sense a losing of the grip of the lockdown that won him that provided him with his victory over Donald Trump in November, and so he's very angry about that. It seems like. Do we have the cut?
The last thing we need is a Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime everything's fine. Take off your mask. Forget it. It still matters.
Neanderthal thinking. This is a guy who told us that we have to fight COVID-9 with vaccines. And he's told us at various moments that 200 million, 205 million, 250 million Americans are dead. He's accusing people who are sentient making these decisions of Neanderthal thinking. God, let's hear that one more time.
The last thing we need is a Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime everything's fine, take off your mask, forget it. It still matters.
He can say Neanderthal, but he can't say plan.
Well, he remembers the Neanderthal days, you know? he was around in those days.
He was in the Senate.
Some of his best friends were Neanderthals.
Ook was a bad dude.
There's a funny story out of the UK. The BBC was hoaxed last weekend. They ran a fake interview with Senator Cory Spartacus Booker. Some guy just called in and pretended to be Spartacus, and they ran a whole interview with him. They haven't discovered who the hoaxer was, but they suspect it may be T-Bone. Cory Booker's imaginary friend, not to be confused with Corn Pop, Joe Biden's imaginary friend, or Barack Obama's composite girlfriend. 844-500-4242. 617, what about the 300 vaccines Biden says are available? Yeah, that's right. Didn't he announce like 3 weeks ago that the government had purchased 400 or 600 million vaccines and that they were now going to have vaccines for 300 Americans? 300 Americans. But now he's criticizing Neanderthal thinking by somebody else. Vaccines, COVID-9, 300 Americans get vaccines. But he's criticizing somebody else. My favorite Dick Tracy villain was B.O. Plenty. Pruneface was good, though. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Howie, thank you for taking my call, my good friend. Howie, I'm curious. After these Democrats get canceled, where do they go? To the island of misfit Democrats? I mean, where do they go? Wiener? And I mean, do they become rhinos? What the heck happened?
Wiener. Wiener went to work. His brother had a restaurant, and he went to work. I don't know if he was a dishwasher or a salad chef or what he did, but he went to work with his brother. Spitzer, didn't Spitzer become a commentator for CNN? All the disgraced Democrats, or most of them, become commentators for either CNN or MSNBC, don't they?
Martha Stewart was a lib, and then she went to jail, and now she has to declare she's not a Republican. You know what I mean? It's hilarious.
Thanks for the call, David. I'm just trying to think where these people did go. I don't know what's happened to Schneiderman, the guy, the attorney general who called his girlfriend a brown slave. I don't know what happened to him. Let's see. Who else was disgraced among the Spitzer's father was like a real estate multi-millionaire. I don't think he ever had to worry about any money problems. Maybe Cuomo's solution is he either gets in blackface or a Klan hood, or both in the case of Ralph Northam. Ralph Northam was, remember, he was taking all that criticism for coming out for infanticide in Virginia, and then it came out that he was in blackface and wearing Ku Klux Klan hoods. And he had a nickname that I can't even repeat on the air when he was in med school. Now he's okay. He just fit in perfectly with the Democrat Party once they knew that he was a racist. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, Howie, this is Dan.
Hi.
You still there?
Okay. I'm here.
I just want to say something about voter integrity. Out in California, yes. Newsom is getting recalled, okay? And the Democrats, what they're doing is they're double-checking every signature, double-checking every address, so they have to have thousands more signatures on that recall.
Right.
List.
Hundreds of thousands, actually. Yeah. I remember. They said they said they needed 1.5 million, and they said they probably needed at least 1.9 million to survive all these challenges. They do the same thing here in Massachusetts when they try to put a referendum question on the ballot to stop a tax increase. The libs who were all for these phony baloney mail-in ballots and absentee ballots and same-day registration, they check every signature. And if one drop of ink goes into the margin of the petition page, they want the whole page of signatures thrown out. That's a good point, Dan. I'm glad you brought it up. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show if you'd like to join us here. I want to read a couple of stories before we go back to the phone lines. You know, you're always reading about and hearing about how another species has gone extinct, and if we don't do something about global warming / global cooling / climate change, that half of the species on the planet Earth are going to be extinct within 2 or 3 days. Remember, you've read those stories countless times, right? I love reading these stories because these stories just keep popping up. They always are discovering new species, or they're discovering species they thought were extinct, aren't extinct. Here's one today from Live Science. Rare Australian bee discovered after nearly a century. It hadn't been seen since 1923 and was thought to be extinct. The rare masked bee, the last one was reported in Australia in 1923, and they've just found it. They've just found a bunch of them. And they're saying, though, that global warming is a threat to the masked bee. But so what was a threat to the masked bee when you thought it went extinct in 1923? Was it global cooling or meteors or asteroids? What was it? All right. Did you hear about the racist three-month-old babies? The Arizona Department of Education has created an equity toolkit claiming that babies show the first signs of racism at 3 months old and that white children, by the age of five, white children remain strongly biased in favor of whiteness, whatever the hell that means. The Department of Education in Arizona recommends a reading that claims babies are not colorblind and that parents must instill, quote, anti-racist attitudes and actions beginning at birth. I'm not making this up. Another recommended reading from the Arizona Department of Education claims all white people are white. This is a quote. All white people are white in the context of a society that continues to disadvantage people of color based on race. Okay. The guy who wrote the story for American Thinker said, by the way, do Native Americans and Asian 3 months old need similar training? Are they also inherently racist? If so, towards whom? What's next? Perhaps in utero indoctrination before birth? Follow the science. Follow the science on COVID. Illinois smokers are now prioritized for the coronavirus vaccine because they say smokers are among the high-risk people eligible to receive shots. Follow the science in the state of Oregon. Oregon has excluded smokers from the list of medical conditions that qualify someone to get the vaccine. The science is you need to get the vaccine if you're a smoker in Illinois, and you need to not get the vaccine if you're a smoker in Oregon. You got that straight? You know, one of the things that Ron Kim said, which is being denied by Governor Cuomo, is that Governor Cuomo called him on the weekend and harangued him and screamed at him and, you know, just told him he was a bad guy. This is the assemblyman from Queens who's now leading the fight to impeach Cuomo. So today, Just the News, John Solomon's website, came out with a piece. They got a complaint that was filed by the Inspector General of Housing and Urban Development, the federal department. He was the secretary of HUD back in the Clinton administration 20 plus years ago. And the woman that was the IG, Susan Gaffney, she said that he hounded her with a series of attacks and dirty tricks, and that one of the attacks was the fact that he continually verbally abused her during weekend phone calls. And remember, that's what Kim said was done to him by Cuomo just very recently. 844-500-4242. One more thing here. This is from Red State. Turns out the Washington Post ridiculed masks and called them useless in April of last year. Here was the headline about the Spanish flu in 1918. The masks worn by millions were useless as designed and could not prevent influenza. The only difference was back in 1918, they called the masks flu fences or chin sails rather than face diapers. So that was they were useless in April of 2020, according to the Washington Post. In August, which is 4 months later, August of 2020, this was the headline in the Washington Post. Masks work. Now we need to pay attention to when and where and which kind. Okay? Talk about Orwellian. Is that like the Ministry of Truth? In April, masks are useless. In August, they're mandatory. 844-500-4242. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Howie. How you doing? Hey,
good.
Newport is right on the Canadian border. UPS is also a union company. Last time the union went and negotiated, they wouldn't let Sean O'Brien go and negotiate the contract.
Sean O'Brien from Local 25?
Yep.
In Boston. Yeah. Who's yep. been suspended? Okay, who's been suspended in the past for making gangster type threats against members of a local in Rhode Island?
Yeah, well, he's running. Jimmy Hoffa Jr. is not running for president. So later this fall, there's going to be an election. It's going to be it's called Oz 2021. It's O'Brien and Zuckerman. Now, Zuckerman's not a common name. The only one I can go and think of around here, really, is that one's from Kentucky, down by McConnell. But the lieutenant governor of Vermont is also a Zuckerman. But
really?
Think about,
what about Mort Zuckerman, who used to be a developer in Boston? He was from Canada originally, right. And he owned the New York Daily News for a long time.
Yeah. Well, Bulger and Barrett's, both of them came from Prince Edward Island, didn't they? Their parents did.
You're getting way back into the weeds there. Yeah, but the Bulgers, Whitey Bulger's grandparents, I guess, and Billy Bulger's grandparents, they did come from the Maritime provinces somewhere. They used to call them two boaters. You know, they needed a boat to get over from Ireland to Canada, and they took another boat down to Boston. Thanks for the call, though, Jim. I didn't know Sean O'Brien was running for president of the Teamsters Union. Yikes. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Greetings, Howie. Say, our energy, green energy, global warming potentate, I think, misinformed the president about the Keystone Pipeline and solar energy. I've worked in the field. The big thing with the banks and the financing of solar is they guarantee there is no labor involved. The solar projects are surrounded by a fence with two cameras or five cameras. The racks are made in Turkey. The panels are made in China. It's a big selling feature in financing solar. So when they tell the Keystone pipe workers, get a job in the solar industry, that's bogus.
Yeah, Jared, do we have the cut from yesterday? We didn't play it yesterday, from the Keystone Pipeline worker who talks about how his job and his career and his livelihood has been totally destroyed by the shutdown of the Keystone XL pipeline.
John Kerry, former Secretary of State, suggested that people like you at 45, instead of starting over, that you could just get a different job in solar panels.
Well, it's really, first of all, I mean, I haven't been offered a job in the solar panel industry, and I haven't been sent an application or a phone number or anything. I don't know if I have to do the work and the groundwork and everything that it takes to get there.
Right.
And secondly, I mean, I've done the research. If I went to work for the solar panel right now, I would be taking a $35 an hour pay cut and lose my benefits and retirement.
So John Kerry says, let him become a gigolo like he did. John Kerry was broke. He was sleeping in his car, and it was a convertible that he found his second multimillionaire wife who had married her husband. She was a gold digger, and then she got married, and he got killed in a plane crash. And so the former gold digger got a gigolo to marry her. It's a marvelous American success story. Joanne, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joanne.
Oh yeah, hi. I'm calling from Massachusetts. I'm a teacher, and I'm also over 65. So I got my COVID vaccine today, and that lady asked me about race, and I said, I don't want to say my race. I don't like to talk about race. I don't really believe that's a big deal. And she said, well, I'm just going to put you down as white then. But I know it's so annoying. And then the arbitrariness of race became apparent. Like, my parents came from Finland, and so they were their grandparents, and they were considered an inferior race compared to the English and the Swedes.
Right.
They worked in iron ore mines. So subtle, it's such an arbitrary term. I couldn't believe it. I looked back, and yep, they were considered with their straight hair and their Mongolian.
I know. Joanne, until Richard Nixon declared Hispanics a racial category, Hispanics were considered white, or Mexicans were considered white anyway. I mean, You go back and you listen to the old Dragnet radio shows, because it's set in L.A., right? So they have a lot of Mexican criminals. And the radio version goes out, you know, Carlos Vega, whatever his name is, white male American. And that was the best thing, I mean, in terms of affirmative action and racial preferences, being declared a different race, a non-white race, that was a great thing. You know, it set them up for the gravy train. It set some of them up for the gravy train. Some of them just consider themselves white to this day. I mean, you're right. These are totally arbitrary considerations. And this thing about the Arizona, suppose you're Hispanic and but you consider yourself white. I mean, is your baby a racist? Or is your baby confused because he should be considering himself a baby, an infant of color, rather than an infant of oppressive white people? I mean, none of this stuff makes any sense. It's just a way to control the population and turn segments of the population against each other so that the ruling class, which is Democrats, can continue their control over the population at large. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. Eden Pure's famous BOGO offer is back for this week only. For the first time ever, they are offering the Gen 40 heater BOGO just to my listeners. That's right. It's buy one, get one free. Considering how cold it still is at night in New England, you're going to want to take advantage of this offer now. This offer is available for just this week, so don't delay. This is an incredible savings. Gas and oil prices have already skyrocketed. Robert from the Cape says the Gen 40 heater performs like no other heater I've ever used. It is remarkable. The Eden Pure Gen 40 makes you feel warmer than your furnace, and it also costs less to run. You may be working more from home now and have noticed the increase in heating bills. The Eden Pure Gen 40 will pay for itself in a matter of weeks. But with this deal, it's more like days to pay off the cost. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's EdenPure.com and use code word Howie BOGO for the best deal you'll ever find on this great heater. This is a one-week only sale, so act today. EdenPure.com and don't forget code word Howie BOGO. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
Excitable? You bet I'm excitable. We're trying to put a guilty man in the chair where he belongs. Someone stops telling us fairy tales and we're listening.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7 Liquid Concentrate. Start sleeping better tonight and get the acid out of your body with Balance 7. Save $10 on the six-pack with code word Howie. To order, go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who will be the last governor to end the mask mandate? Charlie Baker, Larry Hogan, Phil Murphy, Gavin Newsom, or Gretchen Whitmer?
What if it comes down to Murphy and Charlie Parker that went to the same high school together in Needham, Massachusetts, the same college, the same la-di-da Harvard College? Do you think it'll be like they'll be going for the award, the Profiles in Courage Award, the guy who can ruin his state the most, Parker or Murphy? I'm voting for Parker.
Parker's still at 21%. Gretchen Whitmer in the lead, 63%.
Strange results today. Philip, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Philip.
Hey, Howie. Governor Cuomo's press conference was pretty interesting today. So first he had to answer the question, have you ever taken workplace sexual harassment training? So that was one question he had to answer. And the second one was, would he resign? Would he resign? And he said, no, because I have to be around for COVID. I have to be around for infrastructure. And I have to be around for the teetering New York City. Oh, de Blasio's comments against the governor. Oh, a shot across his bow. Teetering.
Yeah, as if he doesn't have something to do with it as well, though, Philip, right? But
right.
You're right.
Oh,
that
yeah.
is a, that is a good...
They're both captains of that ship.
Yeah. I mean, de Blasio has been very unmasculine in his comments, though, hasn't he? He sounded like an abused wife, hasn't he? Everybody knows what a bully he is. You know, in other words, he did it to me, too. He yelled at me just like he yelled at Kim, just like he yelled at the IG in the HUD office. He yelled at me. Ugh. The sooner de Blasio is gone, the better. He's the worst. Thanks for the call, Philip. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Howie, I was thinking with Dr. Seuss, why don't we just cut to the chase and why don't we cancel MSNBC and CNN as racist organizations?
Well, they would say, "What have they done that's racist?" As opposed to anybody else. I don't think they're not going off the air. How about just canceling CNN as just a journalistic joke? The Chris Cuomo example being just the latest. You know, Chris Cuomo, even the Washington Post, which has gone from saying masks were useless to masks should be mandatory. Even the Washington Post was saying that Chris Cuomo saying he couldn't cover his brother was in trouble when he was basically slobbering over him last year when he was when he had an 80% favorability rating. Even the Washington Post is wised up to that. Thanks for the call, Mike. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Steve from Cambridge. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, when you talked about the 15-week vacation for federal workers who's...
Yes.
You know, you said a son or daughter was out of school. But I mean, what happens if the child is non-binary? They don't get any money at all? I mean, this LGBTQ committee...
You know, you're right. I think I was quoting exactly from the bill. The bill was very non-PC. You're right about that. And someone else said, Steve, what about the federal employees who just have a pet who's been adversely affected by COVID? Don't they get to take the 15-week vacation, too? I think it's only fitting and proper, isn't it?
The pet's got to stay home alone. Call PETA right away.
That's that's right. And it's not just for dogs and cats that you should be able to, that a federal worker should be able to get the 15 weeks off at $1,400. It should be include parakeets, lizards, gerbils, white mice. I'm Howie Carr.